So kingdom is what we've been talking about. Who's been applying the kingdom of, who's been applying the understanding of the kingdom of God into their life? Raise of hands. Us. Hopefully everyone, right? I just want to share some testimonies. Mostly everyone here was at Life Group. But there was a, like, this, the kingdom, how it looks to spread the kingdom. I mean, there's many ways to spread the kingdom, right? It's, but you're spreading the will of God. You're spreading his heart towards people. You're spreading his purposes towards people. But what's significant is there's, everybody knows this girl, Yana, right? Yeah, the one in the back. Everybody, so Yana's like, yeah, I'm just in school, and God just puts it on my heart to like write a letter to this random person and say these like things that I feel like he, that's on my heart for them. And anyways, like, she ends up doing that in her school, and the person's like, wait, did I tell you anything? Do you know, how'd you know? Like, she's like, I didn't know. I just obeyed the voice of God, right? So when we obey the voice of God and we actually do what he says, we're actually expanding his kingdom. So Yana in her school was able to expand the kingdom by obeying the king. Amen? This is also in your workplaces. This is when you're walking on the street and God's like, stop that person. Talk to them. You're like, ah, no. But remember, we talked about no fear in the kingdom, right? Bold as lions. Cool. So in our schools, you're an ambassador. In your schools, in your work, you're an ambassador. You represent the kingdom of heaven. You're like, someone asks you, where are you from? I'm from heaven. Right? We represent the kingdom of heaven. Cool. So I just, who maybe you're like, you see people and they're passionate about something, right? They're passionate. And we're asking ourselves, man, I want to be passionate about, like, I'm not a passionate person. I don't want, this is the thing, you are a passionate person, it's where your passion is. Every single person here is passionate about something. Like, they are. Like, there's something in your life, you're like, I love this, I love doing this, I love doing that, right? I'm on fire for this, right? Everybody has a passion, you know, oh, I'm not very passionate about, you know, worship. Like, when you're passionate about the king, you're passionate about everything, right? In his kingdom. Honestly. So if you're like, I'm not a passionate person, some of y'all are passionate about like your nails sometimes. Girl, did you see what nails I got? Like, that's, it's real passion comes out right there, right? So what we need to do, because we are a passionate people, is put our passion in the right place. Amen. People are looking for a kingdom. That's what they're looking for. Everywhere you go, Hindus, every other religion's looking for a kingdom in some sort or sort of form or whatever. They're all looking for a kingdom. They're all looking for a king. They're all looking for their true identity, their purpose, and to have dominion. What does every religion try to give you? They try to give you control over your circumstances, right? Everybody's looking to be in control over their circumstances. But many of us sometimes end up being controlled by our circumstances. But every religion's looking to control the circumstance. How can I control this circumstance? How can I fix this circumstance? How can I have a solution to the problem? And we have millions of religions and hundreds, maybe not millions, hundreds of religions that are trying to bring a solution to your life. Right? Everybody's looking to control their circumstances. True? Everybody's looking to have dominion. Do you know why you're looking to have dominion, rulership? Why you want to like reign over things, not people. Don't reign over people. That's not your job. You're supposed to reign over the earth and its circumstances. Does that make sense? Why do you think that? Why do you think you have such a desire to control your circumstances, to be able to rule over your life? Because Genesis, remember we talked about this. God gave them dominion over the fish of the sea. He gave them purpose, right? That's why we have this purpose burning inside of us that we want to reign over things. We want to control circumstances. We don't want to be controlled by circumstances. Amen? Luke 12:32. This is the good news. Ready? Fear not, little flock. Are you a little flock? Little sheep, Vadim. Are you a little sheep? Fear not, little flock, for it is the your father's, whose father? Your father's good pleasure. What's pleasure? He is pleased. He wants to. He delights in. He is happy to give you what? The kingdom. Everybody's looking for a kingdom, and God's like, I am happy to give you the kingdom. How do we enter the kingdom? Through Jesus, right? I almost went Russian there. Через Иисуса. Through Jesus, amen. Jesus became the door to the kingdom. That's so important to understand. And it is his pleasure to give you the kingdom. Okay? So let's talk about accessing the things of the kingdom. Remember what Mark talked about, right? Mark talked about, here we're outside the kingdom, we get saved, we enter the kingdom, and we hang out by the gate, and we don't ever access what's in the kingdom. We're like, that's a cool door. Wow, that knob works pretty nice. And we're just entered, and we're staying here. We're not moving forward. We're not accessing. Oh man, there's this in the kingdom, and there's this, and there's this, and this. Right? There's more to the kingdom. When you get into the kingdom, it's not just so you're like, oh, I'm in the kingdom, now I chill. No, now you're able to expand the kingdom, amen? So we're going to talk about accessing the things of the kingdom. So a lot of this teaching, not access, let's go back to the keys. So the topic today is, we talked about a small group, keys of the kingdom. Keys of the kingdom. Do you have the keys of the kingdom? Someone's like, I don't know. Keys of the kingdom. Ready for this? Okay. So we're going to stay here. A lot of the teaching I'm grabbing from, I just got to give credit because he's helped, like, through this book, I've been able to explore more things. But Miles Monroe, if you guys ever heard of him, highly recommend listening to his sermons. He has a great teaching on the kingdom of God. So a lot of this teaching will be from that book, Kingdom Principles. But it's so important to understand the keys of the kingdom because they give you access to the things in the kingdom. It gives you access to its resources. It gives you access to healing, freedom, peace, joy. That's what's in the kingdom, right? In the kingdom of God, there is everything you ever needed. Do you believe that? That means if you're ever in a circumstance, it's like, if only I had, guess what? You have. We can't say, if only I had, la, 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 right? If we have everything in the kingdom and we're in the kingdom, that means you have everything. Can someone help me? Yes? Amen? Is this getting through? That's why we talked about what? Seek the kingdom first and his righteousness, and everything else will be added unto you. Why? The kingdom has everything else that you need. You just need to seek the kingdom. That's his will, his power, his intent. Like, his purposes for your life is in the kingdom. Amen? So look at this. Matthew 16:16. Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." Jesus replied, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by flesh and blood, but by my Father." Next verse. "And I..." Oh wait, 18. It should be 18. "And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it." So upon what rock? We talked about this. A whole religion was birthed out of this misinterpretation, well, not whole, yeah, whole religion, was birthed out of this misinterpretation of this verse, that the rock, that Peter became the rock which the church is built on. So it's talking about the rock being the revelation that Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus is the Messiah. That's what the church is built on. That is what we're all built on. And this is really, this blew my mind. But church, how we see it, is not how it's described here. It really isn't. Why? Church means, the Greek word for church is ekklesia. Ekklesia simply means called out. Those who have been called out. According to what? What is the foundation? That Jesus is the Son of God. So those who believe in the Son of God are called out with that revelation. Does that make sense? So as soon as you put your trust and your life into the Lordship of Jesus, you are called out. You are part of a church, ekklesia. Does that make sense? So ekklesia, if you actually explore this word, also they would use this in Greek government. This ekklesia was like the cabinet. Do you guys know the president has the Senate, the cabinet, that the president says something and the Senate carries it out, right? This same ekklesia is used to describe like Caesar and his delegates, like his Senate. Does that make sense? So when you believe in the Son of God, you called out to carry out his purposes as the Senate of heaven, as Jesus' Senate. Does that make sense? So it's not, church is not you, oh, hey, buddy, I'm in church. No, you actually represent and you're called to carry out, like, imagine President Trump says something and the Senate has to carry it out. Here, I want to make a law, you guys approve it. You guys carry it out, right? It's the same thing. The king says something, okay, now we carry it out. He sends us out to carry it out. Amen? So this ecclesia, it also represents like a Senate, as a delegation that carries out the will of the king. What else does it say? The gates of Hades will not, or the gates of hell, Hades, hell, will not overcome it. What does that mean? You know, because we hear like, and the gates of hell will not overcome it. The church will rise up, right? What does that mean? That means the ecclesia, like hell has nothing on the ecclesia. The power of hell has nothing on it. Hell is not stronger than the group, which is the ecclesia, the called out ones, the church of God. Amen? Say we're going somewhere. Okay. Verse 19. Now we can go to 19. Now we can hop in. I will give you what? The keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Say keys of the kingdom. Jesus gives us keys. Jesus gave us keys. He said, I will give you the keys. When? When you become part of the ecclesia. When you become a citizen of heaven. Guess what? A citizen who doesn't have keys is not a citizen to the kingdom. Like, you have to be in the kingdom and he gives you keys. That proves that you're in the kingdom. We're going to get into that. Ready? Jesus gives us keys when we become citizens through his sacrifice. And Jesus is the door to the king, which is himself and the Father God, and to the kingdom. So this is, what are keys in general? Guys, what is a key? What is this? What's a key? Access, right? Watch this. This is an item used to unlock something. Right? Oh, you're like, oh, that, yeah, no, duh. Yeah, it is a thing to unlock something. We're going somewhere, don't worry. You're like, this is kindergarten. Well, we gotta do it. What do they represent? We're going to get into this. Keys represent authority. Authority. I even wrote it out so you guys can take notes. Keys represent authority. So when you have keys to a house, Who usually has the keys to the house? The owner. Who usually has the say-so in the house? The one who has the keys, right? So keys represent authority. If I have keys to a car, that car is under my authority, right? I have the right to use it. If I have keys to a house, I have the right to go into that house and do what I want with it, right? And Jesus says, I give you keys. I give you authority. If you have keys to a vault, you have the authority of the vault. You have the right to access the vault. Does that make sense? Very important to understand. The keys of the kingdom give you authority to unlock heaven on earth. Someone help me, come on. You are authorized by God, which means you've been given the right to exercise the power you have been given. A lot of people can have power, but if they don't have authority, they don't have the right to use that power. A robber has power with his gun, but he does not have authority to access the bank. Therefore, when he uses his power, it is illegal. But now we have authority and he has given us power, so we have the right to use the power. Does that make sense? So when Jesus came, he took away the authority from the devil and gave it to us. Does that make sense? So the devil doesn't have authority, but he has a little bit of power. Why does he have power? I don't know if I should get into this because this is a whole nother topic. But when God created angels, he gave power to those angels, right? Because their nature, the nature translates into power. Whatever nature you have is the power you have. So when he created the Lucifer, who it was an angel, he gave him an amount of power and he had authority. But then when Lucifer rebelled, he lost that authority. Then he stole it from man. Then Jesus grabbed that authority and gave it back to us. Does that make sense? So the devil has no authority in your life. The only authority he has is the one you give him. That's really big. Does that make sense? Keys, and well, we can talk about that. That's a deep question. I don't have time for that, but keys represent access. I don't have a key to something, I can't access that thing. Easy done, easy go, right? You don't have a key for that car, you can't get into that car. Keys represent access. You are able to access the resources, but if I don't know how to use them, if I don't know how to use a key, you're not going to be able to access it. This is so big. Why? Because here, I give you a key. Go access. Go access the thing. You don't know what to access, right? You don't. If you don't know what the key is for, you cannot use it. Does that make sense? If you don't know what this, I can give you a key, but if you don't know how to use it, it doesn't help you. I can give you a key to a random car, but if you don't know what car it is, you can't use that car. That's why it's so important to understand that you have keys and what the keys unlock. Say keys, kingdom. Cool. You are able to access resources. And this is the thing. If we have keys and we're looking, the kingdom is not with our physical eyes. The kingdom is by faith. We access things through faith, which just means to believe. Right? So faith gives us access. It's not something like, I'm not going to be able to use the keys of the kingdom to with my eyes and figure out with my eyes what I'm supposed to access. Why? Because the kingdom of heaven is a spiritual realm. And when we access the spiritual realm, we're able to bring the spiritual into the physical. I feel like I'm losing some of you. Beep, 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 beep. Okay, next thing. Keys represent ownership. right? Ownership. You have a key to a house, that you probably own that house. You have a key to a car, you probably own that car. You own heaven on earth because you have keys. You own the things in heaven on earth. This should make you excited. You own on earth whatever is going on in the kingdom of heaven. How do I know this? Let's go to verse 19. So back to that verse 19 real quick. It says, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. You have ownership of heaven on earth because you have keys to heaven. You have the keys of the kingdom of heaven. You're already in the kingdom, but you have the keys of the kingdom now. Okay? So we're going to go to next. Keys represent control and power. Whatever. So if I have a key, that means I possess the thing, right? And if I have a key to the car, I possess the car, I can start the car. That means I can control the car. So keys give you control. Does that make sense? Keys give you control. So you control when it opens. You control when something closes. Does that make sense? You control who gets access and who gets denial. Right? Why do you lock your house at night? So nobody who's not supposed, you deny access to people who are not supposed to come in. Right? This is what it means by verse 19. You grant, can we go back to verse 19 real quick? Whatever you bind on earth, deny access to, will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose, allow access to, will be loosed in heaven. This is really huge. This has to do with healing. This has to do with finances. This has to do with, like, everything. This has to do with so much. If you understand how to use a key, you unlock the resources of heaven. That's like so huge. Miracles, supernatural. You unlock heaven on earth. Okay? You control when it opens, when it closes, who gets access, which you have power over what you possess with the keys. The power of heaven, binding and loosing, right? What else does keys represent? Keys represent freedom. You're like, how do they represent freedom? You're not bound by a door. You can open the door and walk through it, right? If you don't have a key, what are you? You're bound by what is locked, right? If you don't have a key, you're bound by what is locked. You can't access a thing. That's not freedom, right? Keys represent freedom. You can come and go. You can open or close. And this is the biggest thing. You are not bound by your circumstance. If you have keys, you have a way out of your circumstance. You're not bound by it. It's not a closed door for you. Does that make sense? Or an earthly system. Or fear. Fear is a boundary, but if you have keys, you can overcome fear. Because fear is a closed door. But the keys of faith open that door. Amen? Are you receiving something? Keys are knowledge. Keys are knowledge. We're talking about keys. You're like, well, what are the keys even? Like, we have the keys of the kingdom. Keys are knowledge. Luke 8:10 says, this is Jesus talking to his disciples. Do we have Luke 8:10? No? I'm going to read it. He said, to you it has been given to know the secrets of the kingdom of God. What are secrets? Knowledge that is hidden. That's a secret. You tell someone something nobody else knows, that's a secret. Does that make sense? It says, to the disciples has been granted to know the secrets, the knowledge, which means he's revealed, he's given revelation of the things of heaven. This is so huge. But for others, they are in parables so that seeing they may not see and hearing they may not understand. He just showed where the keys are. The keys are in parables. The keys are in his word. The keys are in his teaching. Keys are knowledge of his teaching that are applied. Does that make sense? If this is the same, we come back. If I don't know what this key is for, then it's useless to me. I don't know what to do with it. If I don't know how to use it, I can't access the thing that it's for. I want to explain that a little bit further. Our knowledge, so what we know from the Word of God, must lead to understanding so we can access the things of heaven. You must understand the knowledge you gain from God to be able to access what it is from God. Same with me. So he gave us multiple keys. Notice he said, I give you the keys. I will give you the keys. It's not just one key. There's keys in scripture that show us how to unlock certain things in heaven. Okay? These are found in scriptures. This is why it's so important to know God's word. Because in God's word are the keys to heaven. He gave us the keys. He's like, I've given you the knowledge. Now I want you to understand how to use it. Amen? A couple more things about keys, and then we're going to get into where we're going to finish up. But keys are fixed. What does that mean? Keys are fixed. Will this key ever change? No. Will the lock ever change? I mean, unless you break it, right? But like, I'm pretty sure heaven's keys are pretty durable, right? This key never changes. What else doesn't change? The Word of God never changes. The keys never change. They're always reliable. We're going to get into why that's so important to understand. So the Word of God never changes. Keys have principles and systems, right? When you have a key, you access something, you access a system or a principle. A principle can be a key. What do I mean by that? Here's one of the keys in the kingdom. Which you reap what you sow. That's a key. That's a key how you access. You want to sow people being generous to you, you sow generosity. Does that make sense? So these are some, like, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the land. What is the key? Being meek is the key to inheriting the land. Does that make sense? Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. So being merciful is the key to unlock people being merciful to you. Does that make sense? The key of healing. What does it say in the lay hands on the sick and they will be made well? That is a key to healing. What's another key? The name of Jesus is one of the biggest keys of the kingdom. What does he say? Whatever you ask in my name will be given to you. Does that mean I'm asking for my... God, give me like, you know, some stuff. Like, no, that's not what he's talking about. Because if I don't know how to use the key properly, it's not going to unlock the things for it. Does that make sense? Someone got a revelation there, I saw. So when we use the in the name of Jesus, we know how to use the name of Jesus. Therefore, we unlock the principle or the key, what the key gives us access to. Does that make sense? Yes. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. Right? This is so big. You have a car. You need a key to activate its function. See, you have a scripture that you're trying to unlock. You have a reality in heaven that you're trying to unlock. But you still need a key to activate that reality, to make it manifest on earth. Does that make sense? If you learn how to use these keys, guys, your life will be changed. Jesus already, you don't have to earn these keys. He's like, I gave you these keys. You have the keys. Now learn to use them. Amen? Oh, this is big. This is going to destroy some of your religion right here. Get ready to get slapped by the word. So if keys are fixed, that means they don't, it's like the word of God, it doesn't change. What does that mean? Keys cannot be substituted by feelings, by emotions, by wishful thinking, or begging. What do I mean by that? If you don't have a key and you're trying to get into a house, no matter how much you're like, get me in the house, blah, 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 like I'm trying to unlock the door. I don't have the key, but I'm going to beg and I'm going to wish and I'm going to feel really passionate and emotional, like I'm going to pray for healing even louder and I'm going to cast out this demon so loud that everybody's going to hear, blah, blah, blah. That will never give you access if you don't have a key. That cannot be, it will not substitute for a key. No matter how hard you pray, no matter how blah, 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 if you don't have the key, it's not, you can't substitute, I'm just gonna ram that door. It's gonna open, and it's gonna open. Like, you need a key. This is gonna help a lot of us from striving. Like, oh, Jesus, show me what you've given to me already and teach me how to access it. Instead of like, I'm begging right now. When do you see a son of a king begging a king? Never, because he knows, the son knows he has access to the king and the kingdom. Amen? That's huge. Keys, this is the thing. This is why we have to relearn, because we're so used to the system of heaven. I mean, the system of this world, and we need to get used to the system of heaven. Keys are often the opposite of how this world functions. Like, so many times. Why do I mean? Like, what does the world teach? To have a lot, you just keep it to yourself. You just gather, put it in the bank, do it. But in the kingdom, for you to have a lot is actually to give a lot. It's the opposite thinking. Like, the kingdom is upside down compared to the kingdom on this earth. It's upside down. So oftentimes, don't be surprised that keys are different. Like, keys will, the system of this world will not line up with the keys of the kingdom. So important to understand. Like, seek the kingdom first and not what feeds you and clothes you. What does the world teach you? Seek things that will feed you and clothe you. Seek after those things. But God, Jesus is like, don't even worry about that. That's what the world worries about. Just seek my kingdom. That's upside down thinking. That's the key. Do you notice? Seek the kingdom first. That's the key. And what does it give you access to? And all these things will be added unto you. Use your key. Say, use the key. Keys of the truth of God will with, and when we, so keys of the truth of God, when we understand it, unlocks the kingdom for us, which brings freedom. We are not bound anymore by the systems of this world because he gave us the keys of heaven. Amen. So John 8:31, and it's the second part of that verse. John 8:31b-32. If you hold on to my teaching, what's in his teaching? Keys. You are really my disciples. Disciples use keys. They hold on to the teaching of Jesus. Then you will know what? The truth. Truth is keys. And the truth will set you free. When you know and understand, when you experience the truth and understand it, that gives you freedom in this world. Does that make sense? We need to know his word So we know what he has given to us. He's given access to us. When we expand his kingdom, it brings him glory. Amen? Say, I got the keys of the kingdom. Amen? Jesus gave me those keys. Say, Jesus gave me keys. Say, let's bow our heads. This is, I want us for real to just with a heart. We're going to pray right now, and then I just want you to repeat this after me, and then I'll pray over you guys. Say, Holy Spirit, show me how to use the keys. Give me understanding of your word. Thank you, Lord, for the keys that you've given. And let me unlock what you have given to me. In Jesus' name. So, Lord, I just pray for all of us, God, that we would use the keys of the kingdom on earth, Lord. That, Lord, you've given us keys when we have become citizens of heaven, Lord. And let us understand how to use these keys, God. That we would unlock heaven on earth here, God. That we would unlock healing, God, in this place. That we would unlock financial breakthrough in this place, God. That we would unlock freedom, Lord. That we would unlock authority on earth. That we would unlock all these things that you have given to us in the kingdom, God. Show us what the keys are in Scripture, Lord. Even as we're going along in this next week, God. That you would open up to us in the Scriptures, what are the keys and how do we use them, God? So we thank you for all that you do, and we praise your name and we worship you, Jesus. Jesus, you are worthy of it all, Lord, and you just gave us the keys so we can expand your kingdom even more to bring glory to you, God. So Jesus, it's all about you. It's all about you and your kingdom, Jesus. So we worship you and we love you. In Jesus' name, amen.